This is Wine and Dine in LA with Anoush, where I talk about wine in a fun and approachable way and bring you all insights of the world of wine. We're back with Nicole Diani from Nicole's Kitchen LA, a cooking school for home cooks. I hope you have your glass of wine in your hand and you're enjoying this beautiful conversation. Nicole, this is so inspiring, to hear your story, to see your courage and determination, to change the careers and to go into something completely different from what you started. And having amazing friends who help you do that. And for you recognizing and appreciating that. So what are you currently doing after all these inquiries and all the interest in your cooking?
First and foremost, thank you so much. I really couldn't do it without the support of my friends, my family, and all the extended people, all the strangers that became family, that attended my classes, emails, etc. Right now, it's been a solid 5 years that we've had a running business, Nicole's Kitchen LA, which is a cooking school in Beverly Hills. We teach cooking classes 4 times a week. And I am the only teacher. We have kitchen staff, and I teach all kinds of recipes. Every month, we showcase 300 to 500 new recipes. So we offer public classes, so people can go online, register for a cooking demo. Demonstration means that the students are watching me teach the class. It's not hands-on. We feel that demonstration is more informative. People learn more this way by watching me. And we teach everything from, Persian cuisine, Armenian cuisine, Lebanese, American, Thai, Japanese, Chinese. We teach anything you can imagine. Mm-hmm. We teach generally healthy recipes, things that are low carb, low calorie. And all the recipes are my very own. And I do a lot of fusion cooking. So like I'll mix, Persian cuisine mixed with Israeli cuisine, or mm-hmm. I'll do Iraqi cuisine mixed with Thai cuisine. So I come up with my own style of cooking, and I really just, it's a feeling that I put in the food, and I love to share it with my
clients. How did you come up with the recipes? Do you go and dine in different restaurants to get inspired, or you just see something and...
Well, for example, like how I learned to cook was using what I had, right? Uh-huh. So I would use the pantry if I saw I had soy sauce and I had carrots and I saw, oh, my mom had leftover white rice, I had like an imagination and I would just start to cook. And it's really a feeling. It's not really like I had a game plan, and that's really how I would come up with the recipes. Uh-huh. Of course, over time I've been cooking since I was 5 years old. So I do know the flavors and the sauces of all different cuisines at this point in time, because I'm vigorously always studying flavor and spice.
Yeah. That's important. So what does the typical class, so you said you do demonstrations, but do you also do hands-on classes where people can come and cook themselves, watch you?
So sorry to cut you off.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
We offer mostly demonstration, not as many hands-on classes, because we don't feel that it's as informative as a demonstration. If our private client, let's say you came and you said, I have 15 people and I'd like to set up a private class, we'd like to pick the hands-on option. We definitely could offer that for you, for everyone. It's called collective cooking. So everybody is, it's a communal cooking experience where everyone's helping to prepare the meal. Would I say that it's as there's so many technicalities that I'm introducing? Not as much, because everyone's doing a task at the same time, so I can't really speak over a crowd, as opposed to demo, which is really, really informative. So it's just up to the client. But for our public classes, if someone was to go online and see our schedule, they're all demos, because it's really way better results that way.
And what is your website that people can go and see what you have to offer?
NicolesKitchenLA.com.
Wonderful. And you also have a beautiful Instagram page. And what is the name of that?
Thank you so much. It's called Nicole's Kitchen LA on Instagram.
Wonderful. And so today we are having the interview remotely because of the circumstances. And you have some great ideas that you are offering daily on your Instagram for people to get inspired and get cooking with a pantry. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So basically for via Instagram, what I do for my followers that, you know, are far away or can't attend our classes, I do a lot of just like going into my refrigerator and seeing what I have to inspire people to feel comfortable to just explore and to not be so regimented and have, you know, like a routine like cooking. I really, you know, implement that in my cooking classes to just let go a little bit and be less controlling and use cooking as a tool to just let go. And that's what I do in my cooking to make people feel more comfortable that you really don't need much to create something delicious, healthy, and flavorful.
Absolutely. There is also one element that I have noticed that is a seems like a big part of your cooking is music, isn't it?
Yes, I would say that a big part of my cooking began through music. And that really gives me fire, that really gives me inspiration, that makes me excited. And it's hard for me to cook in silence, actually. I love to cook with fun music.
Well, and you dance at the same time while cooking.
Yes. Exactly. I dance while I cook, and I like to get people, you know, in the movement to dance with me while they cook. And it's really sweet. People send me videos of themselves that have attended our classes, making our recipes, listening to music and dancing while they do so. And that's really all I wanted. It was really like creating a warm and fun environment for people to just let go.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you choose maybe subconsciously a music based on what you are cooking?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
that's a great question. I definitely do. Yeah, some certain dishes make me feel a type of way, and I'll just bump a type of music that will make me even more excited about what I'm cooking.
Yeah, it's amazing. How about wine? What role does wine play with your classes, with your cooking?
Well, wine plays a big role in our classes, our students. So we offer the option for our students to bring their own bottles. So wine of their choice, champagne of their choice, rosé. They could also bring hard alcohol if they like, but I could say that each student comes with a bottle or two for themselves. Mm-hmm. And really, really, like, people come ready to enjoy their wine with their food while they're learning, and it definitely creates a warmer environment. It's nice to see strangers are, like, sharing bottles of wine, pouring for each other. It's just, like, a really nice way for people to connect. Because they're bringing it and they're sharing with others. It's really nice to watch.
And I'm sure then they discover that certain wines pair better with certain dishes and the other way around. So I think that's
Absolutely. Also
part of the little education and knowledge that they gain after their classes. What are your future plans? Anything? I'm sure you have grand ideas. Anything coming new soon or something big in the future?
Yeah, so right now we're at capacity for our cooking classes. We have like a 3-month wait for people to book their own groups of 12 or more for our classes, and our tickets online for our public classes sell out quite quickly. So we decided that we want to offer more for our clients and people that follow us all around the world. So right now we're working on online cooking class subscription where our students could be anywhere and could watch us on their phone, on their computers. So we'll be offering our cooking demos as online classes, so it's easy for everyone. And then second to that, we are working on food product lines such as salad dressings and spices.
Mm-hmm.
And third, we are going to be working on a cookbook.
That's amazing. Those are, and I'm sure all the students who come, they do want to have your spices and the dressings and etc. Because combining the, even though you might have a recipe to combine the spice mix, but you don't always have the time to go shop for all the ingredients separately, and having essential spice mix from you, I think will make cooking that much faster. And the same thing with the salad dressings. Very exciting news. And of course the cookbook. I love cookbooks. I remember when I was a kid, I wasn't too interested in reading other books, but I always like to find my grandma's books, cookbooks, and then look through them and imagine, like, if I made it, what it will taste like, etc.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. I have some of my grandma's cookbooks too, and they're like everlasting. You never get old. It's a memorabilia. It's so nice to share with family and friends.
And also, absolutely, and also for the online cooking classes, that is a wonderful idea, because that gives such a bigger, broader base for people to be able to learn. Are you able to offer anything in the short term for, you know, current situation? Because at this moment, everybody is at home, and everyone is looking for new ways to learn. Are you thinking of implementing something short term, like Skype?
Yeah, we're doing, I did my first online live video on Instagram last night. So usually when I'm videoing myself, I'm holding the phone with one hand and cooking with one hand, which like is nice and personable for the followers. But I think they also want to kind of feel like they're watching television. Especially now that they're at home. So we offered our first live video last night, did a cooking demo, and it went great. We got a lot of great feedback. So we're going to try to do live videos, picking a few recipes a week, especially now that people are at home and nothing much to do. We're going to be doing fun live videos to get people excited and positive and cook for their family at home.
Wonderful. I did actually watch your live video, and the fish looked so delicious. I am tempted going and buying the fish, but I'm not sure if I woke up early enough to go to the supermarkets. Where did you get the fish from, in case, you know, some of the listeners want to go and get it, because the fish looked so fresh.
Yeah, I got my fish from Elot Market. And Elot Market is on Pico. It's a Persian supermarket. And they have a fish market inside of the supermarket called Elite Fish.
Oh.
And for all my cooking classes, for my house, and all my clients, I tell them to go there. And their fish is impeccable. I've never had a problem. Unfortunately, with a lot of the American supermarkets like Ralph's or Pavilion's or Whole Foods, I have to say I haven't had such a good experience with fresh fish. So...
Yeah, I could tell that the fish was very fresh from the color and from the density of it. And, you know, I'm used to, in Armenia, we would go and buy the fish from the lake. So I know what the fresh fish looks like. So it looked delicious. Do you have a schedule, or are you thinking of putting a schedule together of your live videos for people to tune in, or maybe like put together a menu that they can look into, anything like that?
Yeah, we're working right now to figure out, like, for the next few weeks, you know, if we'll do maybe like a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 p.m. live. We haven't really figured it out yet, because it's been so soon. Everything's happening really fast. But we are hoping to get things together, and we will post it on Instagram story and Instagram post. If we do have a schedule.
Before we go, yesterday you told me a very inspiring and beautiful story that you have received an email from a woman and thanking you for what you are doing. Would you mind sharing that?
I get so many. The most recent one I got actually was of a lady in moved from Iran that was asking for advice of what she should do. She's actually in a dark cloud. Should I share that one?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, without the names, of course, but
yeah,
I think it's inspiring for people to.
Yeah. I mean, listen, my purpose was to say that, you know, this wasn't going to be A plus B equals C scenario for me. I wasn't sure if I would be successful or not, but I did my due diligence. I fought for what I wanted, and even if I was going to fail, I was sure that it would take me to the next place. And if there's anybody listening that's unsure about their future and doesn't know what they want to do, I can say just take the step. Your heart is telling you something, so do it. And even if you don't become wealthy or you don't get the result that you were hoping, just do it, and another door will open for you. So I'm going to go ahead and read this email. Dear Nicole, this is Blank. I moved to the U.S. nearly 6 years ago. My husband was doing his postdoc at Blank University. I was also working in an environmental company. I also used to teach environmental studies at university back in Iran. I have a master's in environmental studies. After moving from Oklahoma, we moved to Miami as my husband found a job there. Everyone was telling me to get my PhD as I have been studying environmental studies for many years, but this is not my passion at all. I stayed home for a few years as my son was born and I wanted to spend time with him for his first few years. But now that he started school, I wanted to follow my passion. When I saw your page on Instagram, I was very happy and thought maybe you can help me in this regard. Me and my friend, Blank, were thinking to start our career in cooking. Everybody is telling us that we can't do this because we don't have the funds or the financial support. I can really say that this is the one thing I'm really good at, and I would love to do it. I would love to be a cook. We are here in Blank now, but there's a high possibility that we may move to California in the summer. My passion is food, but we don't have any university degree for that or any financial funding. As it is not that many years we have moved to the U.S., I'm really not sure how to begin this path. I'm in a really dark cloud right now. I thought maybe you can please give us some advice and support during this time. Instead of cooking, do you think it would be possible for you to give us a private class or tutoring in regard to giving us some advice to start this business? This class would help us a lot and give us some direction and perhaps change our lives forever and remove us from this dark cloud. We are in such a dark place now that I really don't know where to start from. As everybody is telling us, I can't be successful in this field without a degree, and I don't have any financial support to follow my passion in cooking. Do you also believe the same? Do you think that we have to start from another job to gain some finance and then follow our passion in cooking? But then I think there would be no time for me to follow my passion. I'm really confused these days, and your support and advice would help us dearly. I know we don't have to expect that you would even answer us, but we would really appreciate the support, and I hope you will answer.
Beautiful.
Is there any possible internship you could give us? All the best, and looking forward to hearing from you, Blank.
Oh, this is amazing. Thank you, Nicole. This really, like, gives me chills and makes me so happy. To know that, you know, you're inspiring other women to follow their heart, follow their dreams. And yes, of course, it's not about ultimately all the money and all the riches. The most important is to be happy where you are with doing what you do.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, I think it was a blessing, this art that I was given. I really followed through, and I couldn't have done it without all the lovely, kind people behind me, my family, and you giving me this opportunity to chat with you now.
Wishing you lots of success, Nicole. And once again, the listeners can find you. Please tell us your website and the social media so they can follow you.
Sure. My website is nicoleskitchenla.com. And my Instagram is also Nicole's Kitchen LA. There is a call button on Instagram if you have any questions. There's also an email button on Instagram. And you can also check out the classes tab on the website as well if you'd like to register or have any questions. We'd be happy to answer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anush. I'm looking forward to drinking wine and cooking with you very soon.
Me too.